USA Radio News.
North Korea canceled a high-level meeting today with South Korea and threatened to call off a historic summit plan for later next month as the United States and South Korea continue doing military exercises. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert says this is all new to her.
Kim Jong-un had said that he understands the importance to the United States that we conduct these joint exercises. We're going forward and planning our meetings next month.
Gina Haspel is locked in the necessary support to win confirmation as President Donald Trump's next CIA director. Senator Rand Paul, though, still has some major concerns and issues and questions for Ms. Haspel.
Number one still is torture, that we shouldn't torture, we shouldn't reward somebody who's in charge of a torture program. Number two, we were sending people to be tortured, the CIA was, sending people to be tortured in Assad, Syria.
A final confirmation vote is expected to be next week. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment and prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
10 children have been removed from a home in Fairfield, California, after some told police about enduring abuse in a home that resulted in puncture wounds and burns. Inna Rogers is the mom, and she says this is all just a huge misunderstanding.
Anyone just needs to look into it. Just take my kids to the doctor alone, and all of these torture allegations will fall away. Because there's no broken bones, there is no major scars, no nothing. My kids get bumped and bruised and scratched because they're kids, but that's it.
Today, President Donald Trump spoke at the 37th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service. The president said there's always one thing to keep in mind under his administration.
Trump administration has a policy, and it's very clear. We will protect those who protect us and who do such a great job in protecting us.
And finally, Major League Baseball player Robinson Cano was suspended for 80 games after testing positive for steroids. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former Fox News heavyweight may be coming back to TV. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight.
It's been a little over a year since Bill O'Reilly was ousted from his longtime seat in the no-spin zone on Fox News after the revelation that he and Fox paid millions of dollars to settle sexual harassment claims from women. Now, several reports, including by Page Six, claim O'Reilly's in advanced talks to take an 8 p.m. Eastern time slot with Newsmax TV. The reports say that right-leaning TV network has also been considering other Fox News hosts, including Greta Van Susteren and Eric Bolling for shows, as well as former Trump Press Secretary Sean Spicer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The former Republican governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, is in Israel. Now, he was in Jerusalem for the unveiling of the new U.S. embassy. He has a take on the violence that's going on just about 90 miles south along the Gaza border. Take a listen.
It was not peaceful protest. It was burning of tires. It was throwing Molotov cocktails. It was throwing rocks. It was trying to charge a border. These poor people who need food, who need shelter, instead the millions of dollars of aid that go to Gaza ends up in the hands of these murderous terrorists at Hamas, and that is a tragedy that these innocent people have been exploited and duped.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.